Let's talk about beers. I have this thing about beers because it makes me feel like one of the worst Colorado residents of all time. Because I don't, you know, everyone's very excited because it's like, oh, Colorado, microbrew capital of the world and all that. And it's like, it's great, but it's one of those things where you're also a little spoiled by it. Because sometimes, like, sometimes you go to somewhere and you're just like, can I have a beer? And they're like, yeah, what do you like? And I'm like, I want a beer that tastes like a beer would be great. They're like, oh, this one is dark and smoky and blah, blah, blah. And this one's like an IPA infused with watermelon rind and all this shit. And so it feels sometimes like because beer places feel like they've got to stand out, they're like, well, we got to get fucking crazy. But I kind of feel like maybe they would stand out if it's like, oh, here's an idea. We made a beer, and the theme of this beer was beer. We're like, what if we made a beer that tasted like, I don't know, beer. A beer. A beer that was a beer beer. A beer-flavored beer. I mean, like, when you have to read a bunch of stuff about what it's flavored with or what it's supposed to taste like, and I'm kind of like, isn't it supposed to taste like a beer? And don't get me wrong. Pete loves his occasional, you know, summer shandies and whatnot. Always a good time. But, come on, man. Like, make with the beer-flavored beer. I want it to taste like a beer. And beer is a flavor. I don't... If Jelly Belly makes a jelly bean of it, and they do, they make a beer-flavored jelly bean, which I do not recommend. Not because the taste... The taste is whatever. But the smell, it smells like the worst bar you've ever been to. Like, when you open a bag of them, it doesn't smell like beer. It smells like the floor of a bar. Like, if you went to... Think of your shittiest bar that was in your town. Think of, like, the worst bar as far as, like... Well, this basically existed because somebody figured out that in this geographic location... Probably close to a college or something. They could sell Pabst Blue Ribbon for like $4 a can, which is a, you know, 200% markup or whatever, 500,000% markup. And that's basically how this operates, is on that. Now imagine this bar was open for 50 years, and since it was the 50-year anniversary, they decided to spruce up and mop for the first time. And so they mop the floor. It loses about a half an inch of grime. Everyone's like, huh, it's almost like we drilled down. And it's, no, there was just a good half inch of grime built up that we managed to mop through. We're not even to the actual original floor, but it's hard to know where grime ends and floor begins. So this is good enough. And then imagine you did that with this mop, and you take the mop bucket, and you take the water out of it, and you smell that. That is basically what we're talking about when we're talking about smelling the smell of these jelly beans. Do not recommend. But the point remains, if it's a known enough flavor for Jelly Belly to be like, we're going to make a jelly bean of it, and there's an agreed upon enough flavor that says beer that we can call it beer, then boom. That means that you can make a beer-flavored beer as well. I don't know. I think it would be a good thing for the world. The other ones don't have to go away. I just want the thing I want as well. That's all. Just, you know, shoulder to shoulder, have a beer along with every dark chocolate stout and triple IPA whatever and so on.